You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Sound a spotless lamb for sacrifice. And really, whenever we answer that question, that's whenever our hearts really begin to change. Whenever we answer that question correctly is whenever change begins to take place. If you notice in this video, the shepherds had a heart change, right? They were kind of picking on this other shepherd until that was Jesus came. And whenever Jesus came, their hearts changed and everything turns around. And today we just want to emphasize that point today that your heart will change. Your heart will grow three sizes. How many of you guys want your heart to grow three sizes? Just like the Grinch, he didn't believe in Christmas. He thought, you know, Christmas was foolish. But then the Grinch had a heart change and his heart grew three sizes. Our hearts will grow three sizes whenever we come to know our Lord and Savior, amen. And so we want to talk about that this morning. So if you would, open up your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 through 18. And we're going to begin. Have you found a spotless lamb for sacrifice? In the Old Testament, so they had to sacrifice these animals. And they would sacrifice these animals. It was an act of worship to the Lord. It was partly because God had commanded them to do so. In the book of Moses, he said, look, I want you to sacrifice these animals. And so they would bring their animals to the priest, and the priest would slay the animals, and they would offer it unto the Lord as a sacrifice. And so the sacrifices would make atonement for their sins. Kind of like, you know, whenever you mess up, children, and you tell your mom, I'm sorry, these sacrifices would cover a multitude of sins. And so the problem with these sacrifices, though, is that it didn't remove the guilt and it did not remove the shame from their sin. And so every year they would have to offer up these sacrifices each and every year. And so we pick up in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, it says this, for since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year make perfect those who draw near. In verse 2 it says, otherwise would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sin. But in these sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. So here we find Jesus saying sacrifices and offerings, they're not enough. They're not sufficient. They're not sufficient enough to take away that guilt and that shame that we experience whenever we sin. So apparently we need something more. This puts us in a dilemma, because what this points to is the fact that our best efforts is not good enough. See, the whole problem with the sacrifice, it was man's efforts. It was man's doing. The man had to raise the sheep. The man had to bring the sheep to the priest. The priest, who was a man, would then slaughter that sheep and offer it unto God. And so the reason why these sacrifices fell short of taking away the guilt and the shame that we experienced from sin, it was because it was man's doing. It was man's doing. So we needed something greater. We needed something far more greater than man's efforts to rescue us or to bring about salvation in our lives. And so in this story of Christmas, we learn about one of the greatest sacrifices that has ever been made. It's whenever God sent his son, his one and only son, into the world to become the one and true and perfect sacrifice for our sins. Amen? You know, some people think, well, I never really messed up. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't do any bad things. So I'm a good person. I'm a good person. And maybe perhaps you think that way, but the Bible would say otherwise. The Bible would say, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned. And in the book of Isaiah 64:6, it says this, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. Our best efforts in trying to do good fall short. It's not good enough. It's like that sacrifice. It doesn't work. We need something greater. Amen? We need something greater. So one of the first things that we have to do, if we want our hearts to grow three sizes, is first, admit that we are sinners. Admit that our efforts are not good enough. Our best efforts, our righteousness is like filthy rags, is what another version of the Bible would say. First, we admit that we are a sinner. Has anyone in this place ever committed a sin before? So we have a couple of hands going up, right? I'm raising my hand. I'm raising my other hand, my foot, my other foot. I've committed sins in my life. And the Bible says we've all committed sins. Kids, anybody ever stole before? You lied before? My kids, you better raise your hands. I'm watching you. We've all committed sins because why we have this inherent sinful nature that is pronged to act against God. It doesn't want to obey God. It doesn't want to listen to God. We want to do our own things. And because of that sin, the Bible said, comes death. So the first thing that we must do if we want our hearts to grow three sizes bigger is to admit that we are a sinner and admit that our best efforts is not good enough. So it leads us to verse 7. It says, "And then I said, Behold, I have come to you to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and in sin offerings. Then he added, Behold, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that, we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once and for all. So while our best efforts doesn't come close, it is not good enough. The Bible says that right here, because of one man, because of Jesus, and because of what he did on the cross, that his sacrifice was enough. His sacrifice not only cleansed you of your sin, but it wipes away the guilt. It wipes away that shame. You know what I'm talking about whenever I say guilt and shame? Like, you know you've done bad, and you just feel bad for doing bad. Right? Jesus, he came to take that away so that you don't have to have that guilt and that shame in your life anymore. He is the perfect sacrifice. And so the second part in getting a heart that is three times bigger is believing in Jesus. Amen? We're going to admit that we're sinners. We're going to believe that Jesus is sufficient, that his sacrifice is sufficient for me. I mean, how many guys are thankful that his sacrifice is sufficient for you? That you didn't have to come and bring a lamb this morning to sacrifice on the altar. He is the perfect and pure and spotless lamb, and he has already been sacrificed once and for all. It is enough. It is enough for you. Amen. So in verse 11 it says, And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away the sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. There's one sacrifice that is good for all eternity, and that's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It says in verse 15, And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, This is the covenant that I will make with them, after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. And then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering of sin. Amen. And so the next thing, what we see in the scripture is that there is forgiveness of sins. Anybody ever messed up so bad and you're just hoping that the person that you offended, that they would forgive you? That whenever you told them you were sorry, that they would forgive you? The Bible says that he forgives us of our sins whenever we confess our sins to the Lord, that he forgives you. It is as though it never happens. He cleanses it. He washes it white as snow. He says, you're forgiven. We confess our sins to the Lord, and he is faithful to forgive us from all unrighteousness. That is the third part of getting our heart clean and getting a larger heart. And then I will add this last point. Draw nigh unto God. Draw nigh unto God. We're going to admit that we're sinners. We're going to admit that our best efforts are not good enough. We're going to believe in Jesus, that his one-time sacrifice was good enough to cleanse us from our sins. we're going to confess our sins before the Lord, and he will forgive us, and we're going to continue to draw nigh unto the Lord each and every day. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 8, he says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, for the Grinch, and we've been talking about the Grinch, and we're ending our series about the Grinch. He had a heart change. And that's what it's all about. He no longer was the evil person that he was before his heart began to change. Now, this is a fictional character, but imagine how your heart would change whenever you invite Jesus to come inside. Whenever you say, I'm surrendering my heart to Jesus today. I'm giving my heart to Jesus. You know, Jesus, this is a triune God. He's a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so whenever you invite Jesus to come inside your heart, you invited three people to come and live on the inside of you. Your heart grows three sizes. Amen. And so if you've never made that decision to follow after Christ, if you never admitted that you were a sinner, if you never asked him to forgive you of your sins, today I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you in this place today and you're saying, you know what, I need to get right with the Lord. There's some unrepented sin that I just need to repent of. I'm here to let you know today that if you repent of your sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It starts with a prayer. It starts with confessing that he is Lord of your life. It starts with confessing that I am a sinner, and in and of myself, I have no means to save myself, but Jesus, through his blood, he paid it all. If that's you this morning, if you want to make that decision, would you just stand to your feet this morning? No looking around. Don't care about what other people think about you. Just let this be between you and the Lord. If the Spirit of God is drawing you, would you just respond to that this morning and say, I want to get right with Jesus. I want to give him my heart today. I want my heart to grow three sizes. That's you. Would you just stand to your feet? And as you're standing, or perhaps you're saved, but perhaps you've just been going through some things. And you just need to make a fresh commitment to the Lord. You just need to say, God, I am yours today. From this day forward, I'm living for you. Would you forgive me of my sins? Would you cleanse me from all unrighteousness? If that's you, would you stand as well? And we're just going to pray. We're just going to believe God that he's going to cleanse us today and that we will be his people. Would you just say in your own words, Heavenly Father, I come before you. And I realize that I am a sinner. And I repent of my sins this morning.
Today I repent of my sins.
I confess you as Lord of my life.
I confess you as Lord of my life.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I am following you, Jesus.
I am following you, Jesus.
Come and live on the inside of me.
Come live on the inside of me.
Come and grow my heart three sizes today.
Come and grow my heart today.
Lord, we love you.
We love you.
And we give you all the praise.
I give you all the
in
praise.
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 If you made that decision for the first time, I just want you to know that all of heaven is excited. They're throwing a party because one sinner came back home. Amen. Lord, we love you guys, and we want to give you an opportunity. We're going to have a photo booth set up right over here. If you want to take pictures with the Grinch, go ahead and do so. And we love you. Have a merry, merry Christmas. And have a great week.